What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
We're pleased to welcome Jennifer Lee Chan of NBC Sports in the Bay Area, longtime Niners insider. Well, Jennifer, what does it feel like to be back at practice this week?
You know, it felt like business as usual, but of course, there's so much talk about the quarterback situation, what's going to happen. And we actually got to speak to all three quarterbacks other than Brandon Allen. So we spoke to Brock Purdy and Trey Lance and Sam Darnold all in one day. So we did get to see them throw. Brock Purdy is obviously not throwing, but the biggest news of the day was that he should be ready for week one. So that was kind of a surprise, but I guess you just never know.
All right, so let's break it down. Let's start with Coach Shanahan. I know he doesn't love to talk about his quarterbacks, but every single year this is going on with the San Francisco 49ers. So what did he have to say about how they'll move forward during practice and kind of working toward the season?
It never ceases to amaze me, right? It's been one of the most fascinating quarterback storylines for the past several years. What are the 49ers going to do? And it appears that Brock Purdy will be healthy for week one. Now, if you know, it just remains to be seen whether he is able to get out and practice for a couple weeks before that, or at least a handful of practice before that. He said previously that he doesn't want to throw a guy out there unless he has at least had some 11-on-11 practices. So we'll see if he stays true to that or not. But otherwise, it's mostly Trey Lance and Sam Darnold getting the bulk of the reps at practice. Now, in practice on Tuesday, Trey Lance had the first grouping of snaps, and then Sam Darnold had the second grouping of snaps. Now, normally that would be first team and then second team, but he said, hey, no O-line, no D-line out there. You know, a lot of the wide receivers are out, so really the second team is, or the first team is kind of the second team, and the second team is kind of the third team. He's like, yeah, really funny to try and figure out which one is really first and second team. So he kind of joked around about that. But as of Tuesday, Trey Lance was the guy who was under center first, and then Sam Darnold was second.
Trey Lance is now in the position that Jimmy Garoppolo was in for a couple of years, wondering about his status and having to stay ready just in case, knowing that if the Niners execute their plan perfectly, he's likely not to be QB1. How have you seen him handle this?
It was really interesting. This time when he spoke to us, he was much more relaxed. And I think that has to do partially with the fact that he's 100% healthy. He talked about the fact that for the longest time, that finger injury that happened in his rookie year really affected everything. It was a trickle-down effect. So he couldn't straighten his index finger all the way. He had to learn how to release the ball with his middle finger instead of his index finger. That had a whole trickle-down on his windup, his throwing mechanics. It ended up trickling down to, you know, his complete body mechanics, how he twisted his body, how he pushed off his back foot. So it had this incredible effect on his efficiency, just his comfort in throwing. That also led to part of the arm fatigue that was a story in the past. He kind of joked about that and said, hey, can we finally put this to rest, this whole arm fatigue thing? Interesting to see him kind of more himself, more relaxed, less guarded, and he seemed a little bit more at ease. And I think, you know, part of that is just him being healthy.
They moved up to get him in the draft, Jennifer. They moved up to number three to get him in the draft. Brock Purdy obviously was this incredible revelation, and the way he handled the situation last year was more than what Niners fans could have asked, but really more than what the franchise could have asked. How do they decide? If they're going to go with Brock, eventually they're going to have to make some decision about how to part ways with Trey, right?
I would think so. I mean, the good thing is that both of them are on their rookie contracts. So if they keep them both and the way they've gone through quarterbacks the last couple of years, you'd think they'd want at least a safety net behind their starting quarterback. Both John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have talked about how Brock Purdy is the leader in the clubhouse. So, you know, he's got more game experience. Not Trey's fault that he doesn't have that experience. You know, he had that week one game in 2022 in Chicago, and it was just a downpour. So you can't really judge that game. And then the next week, week two, that's when he got injured. You know, previous to that, he'd been in and out for a couple of snaps, a few starts here and there, but nothing consistent. People asked, you know, in his press conference, would you be, you know, are you looking to be traded? You heard the rumors. And he's like, no, he wants to be where he's at. His words were, I'm trying to stay where my feet are. And so he wants to stay in the present. And I think you look across the league, learning from Kyle Shanahan and Brian Griese, probably a really good situation for him. So I can't imagine him really wanting to leave at this point. He does want to compete for that starting role, though.
Jennifer Lee Chan is with us here on After Hours CBS Sports Radio. Already so many questions about the San Francisco 49ers and their quarterbacks, of course, even though Kyle Shanahan would love to be done with that. She covers the Niners for NBC Sports. Jennifer, then what did you hear from Brock about his health and about where he is now following that March surgery?
He says his arm feels good. He feels good. He's throwing a towel instead of a football. So Kyle Shanahan, yeah, that the weight of the football is too much for him at this point, but he is doing that throwing motion. Next week, the second session or second grouping of OTA practices, he will begin starting to throw a football. Of course, he won't be doing it in team drills. He'll probably be doing it off to the side with the PT of the team, but he is on schedule. Next week is the 12-week marker. That's the big one as far as, you know, the surgeons say, where he starts throwing. And then that's where, if he has any setback, that could set that week one timeline off balance. But as of now, everything's on schedule.
All things being equal, both guys healthy, what's the biggest difference between Brock and Trey?
I think it's game experience. They both have the ability to process the game and what's happening on the defense as the play unravels. But I think Brock Purdy with his, you know, he's got so many more starts, so many more snaps under center in the NFL. He has been able to prove that he is worthy of the starting position. And I think that's why both Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have said that he's their guy as long as he's healthy.
So Now how does Sam Darnold fit into the equation?
Sam Darnold is kind of the wild card, right? He's an incredibly talented thrower. He hasn't been in the best situations. He is, it seems, very excited to be working with Brian Griese, working with Kyle Shanahan. He's also never had a supporting cast like he will with the 49ers.
True.
Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Elijah Mitchell. I mean, you can go down the list, and he's never had a team like this. And, you know, also a team that's got a strong defense. But will he be able to get on the field? Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But I think learning from those two guys and being able to take reps in practice are going to be great for him. But we talked on the podcast and wondered, will he ever see the field? If Trey Lance and Brock Purdy are healthy, it could be doubtful.
It's also helpful to have a viable backup or two, because the number of teams that go through multiple QBs, and the Niners have been an example of that, right? And yet still managed to make the NFC Championship 2 years in a row.
That kind of points back to the fact that they have such a strong supporting cast for whoever comes in at quarterback, that they're really set up to succeed. So whoever it is under center, I think the 49ers are another team to watch going into the season. As long as they stay healthy, they're going to be a contender.
Jennifer Lee Chan is with us from the Bay Area, following a couple of practices now for the Niners with all three quarterbacks who are available to speak. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Outside of quarterbacks, Jennifer, what are the other questions surrounding the team, even in May, as they think about 2023 season?
The big thing that coming up for the front office is getting an extension done for Nick Bosa. So I have no doubt that it's going to be done. It's just when it will be done. And then with him on the defensive line, Javon Hargrave, defensive tackle, Eric Armstead in the inside, who's going to be on the other side of the defensive line? A guy that they really are looking for improvement from is Drake Jackson. They moved up in the draft. They picked him high in 2022. He kind of petered out mid-season and didn't really perform well. And, you know, they're really looking for him to improve. Javon Kinlaw is a guy, you know, he's on the last year of his rookie contract. What can they get out of him? It's interesting that the Niners have, you know, a top-ranked defense for the last several years, and yet the criticism that they had internally is that the defensive line didn't get as much pressure on the opposing quarterbacks as they have in the past. So that's what they're really focusing on, which is interesting. Also, Steve Wilks being the new defensive coordinator, I think that's something to watch as well. You know, his background is in DBs and safeties. How well do they improve with his leadership over the defense?
And we know the Panthers spoke so highly of him when he stepped in for Matt Rhule following that change in Carolina last season, and obviously played really hard for him. They were still in the running for the NFC South title for a while. Jennifer, the schedules come out. Now, Niners won the NFC West last year with that 13-4 mark. What was it, 10 wins in a row to wrap up the regular season?
Yes.
What stands out about their 23 schedule?
I think the big one is going back to Philadelphia for, you know, that NFC championship game rematch late in the season. And that, interestingly, is sandwiched by two Seahawks games. So you've got two division games. So it's Seattle, and then it's Philly, and then it's Seattle again. I mean, that three-pack game, that's going to be a tough one for them late in the season. Also, the fact that they play on every single holiday in the season.
Oh, no.
They play on Thanksgiving, they play on Christmas Day, and then they play on New Year's Eve. So it is a holiday packed schedule for all of us that cover the 49ers and the team themselves.
What does that say to you, Jennifer?
It says to me I'm not going to have as good of a Thanksgiving as I normally do.
Oh, goodness. Well, at least we know we'll get the great coverage. If you think about the West Division, certainly with the Rams, there have been a ton of changes. Cardinals kind of feel like they're in limbo. What do you think after the first few months of the offseason?
I think Seattle had a really good draft. I think they're the team that's going to challenge the 49ers the most. I think it's going to be a tough battle between those two teams. And with that series, like I said, Seattle, Philly, Seattle, I think that's a tough one. I don't know what it is about the schedulers, but they've done that recently where they play the same divisional game very close together. They've done it with the Rams and the 49ers recently, like in the past couple years, where it's the Rams, then another team, and then the Rams again. I don't know if they're doing it on purpose or what if it just happens randomly, but it seems like it's happening more often than not.
And you think about the NFC as a whole. Obviously, Philadelphia went to the Super Bowl. The Niners were in the championship game. But the North feels wide open because of Aaron Rodgers' departure, and the Packers hadn't played well last year anyway. The Buccaneers don't have a great starting quarterback anymore. It just feels like a lot of the conference is wide open.
Yeah, I think one team to watch out for, though, is the Vikings. With Kirk Cousins, they had a great season last year. The joint practices between the Niners and the Vikings were really interesting. They've got a really good defense. They've got a lot of good players. It'll be interesting to see if they can kind of repeat that same level of performance as they did last year. But that's another team to look out for. But I think, Seattle and the Niners are the two in the West. But I would, keep an eye out for a couple teams that, didn't do as well last year. And I think the Vikings, they did play well. It's just, how they do during the late stretch of the season.
My goodness, it's May and already there's buzz. I can't help it, though. I love it. This makes me happy. I get a big smile on my face. So you can find Jennifer on Twitter at Jennifer Lee Chan. Covers the Niners. We always appreciate it when she joins us from NBC Sports. Podcast in there, too, looking at the new practices. Thank you so much for the intel. It's great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. We'll have to do it again soon.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So, I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Plus, doorbusters for their Memorial Day sale. 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only six organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing, help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.